Fantastic. All right, we'll go ahead and get started. Call this meeting to order. Let's see. Stephanie, would you mind doing the Pledge of Allegiance? Awesome.
Place your right hand over your heart. Ready? Begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, thank you. Can we have our council roll call?
Vladimir Anderson.
Present.
Eric Duane.
Present.
Alexis Federico.
Present.
Alexander Gonzalez. Alex Maslin.
Present.
Robert McDonald.
Here.
Marcos Villa.
Present.
And Stephanie Wade. Stephanie, I think you're muted.
Sorry, present.
And we do have quorum, Chair.
All right, fantastic. We'll open it up for public comment. Do we have any folks who have put in for public comment?
We did receive a request from Angel Rodriguez to address the committee. Angel, you have 3 minutes to address the board. I'm sorry. I will unmute you, but you would also have to unmute yourself. When you're ready, you may begin.
Thank you so much, everyone. Hi, my name is Angel Rodriguez and I reside in Lake Forest. I'm the local Orange County University Development Counselor for Grand Canyon University's Online Military Division. Although I don't have a physical office here in Orange County where I meet with my students, I can always meet at a local Starbucks. I'm a full service enrollment counselor for military, their spouses and dependents, and Department of Defense employees, and we offer scholarships for all of them. GCU offers pre-evaluations for transfer credits through joint service transcripts, life learning experience courses, and transfer credits through the Community College of the Air Force. We offer 250 plus programs through undergraduate, graduate, and doctoral programs available for the working professional. And with the conveniency of only having to take one class at a time and at one of the most affordable rates in the country, GCU loves and serves its veterans throughout the entire country. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for that. Very thorough and put together. Can you drop your contact information in the chat? Is Angel able to do that?
Yes, he can.
Okay. How many doctoral programs did you say you had?
He muted himself.
That's okay. All right. Well, fantastic. Do we have any other public comments?
We did not receive any other requests to speak. If there are members of the public that would like to address the board, please use the hand raise icon or press *9 and I will unmute you. Seeing none, Chair.
All right, we'll go into action item. We'll go into item number 5, action item AB 361, and make a motion that let me ask this question. Do we know if we're inside or outside of 30 days? Are we gonna have to have another special meeting? Or I know that July is a longer month, but August, are we gonna be within our 30 day window?
Yes, I believe I counted. We're right at the 30 days.
Okay. So for action item number 5, I make a proposal that we continue to have our meetings via Zoom.
I'll second.
Thank you. Any discussion? There being none, we'll go ahead and have a roll call vote.
Vladimir Anderson.
Aye.
Eric Duane.
Aye.
Alexis Federico.
Aye.
Alexander Gonzalez, not present. Alex Maslin.
Aye.
Robert McDonald.
Aye.
Marcos Villa.
Muted.
Aye.
And Stephanie Wade.
Aye.
And that is majority, Chair.
All right, fantastic. We'll move on to item six, Executive Committee Report. I did make a trip down to the Field of Valor. It's down at the Irvine Great Park. And of course, I have a whole bunch of mixed feelings going down to Irvine One with the whole cemetery issue. And then the Great Park is at one of my former duty stations, El Toro. But we did sponsor two flags. And I know that those monies went to 2nd Battalion, 11th Marines, and Artillery Battalion. Artillery holds a place near and dear to my heart, having served 14 years in the artillery. We went down there and I went visiting with my son, the current Marine, and I thought that it was a very nice presentation, the inaugural year out there. Still looking for some other things to sponsor for family members that have served, and thankful to Bobby for referring me to, I believe it's Tustin, and they have bricks for a veterans designated area there. So we'll be looking into that. Other than that, I have nothing to report. I'll turn it over to my vice chair, Stephanie, if you have anything to report.
Thank you, Eric. I got a couple of things. The first is sad announcement that Elena has found a bigger and better job, which is a crying shame. We loved her here and she's brought so much in the past couple of years. I mean, when I started here, I think it was a little bit, things were rudderless for a while and she's just brought tremendous energy. So I hope we're able to fill her shoes, but it won't be easy. And then on happier notes, I'm sitting here holding a letter that we're about to send to Undersecretary Gilbert Cisneros, my former boss and the former Orange County Congressman, on a letter that you all have endorsed supporting LGBT discharge reform. We have 31 co-signers and we may get one more. And they're all national organizations that do veterans work looking for this to change and for that to be improved. And I'm hopeful that there's a decent chance we'll get something done this summer. And then I also wanted to remind folks that the Pacific Air Show is September 30th through October 2nd. And so I would like to ask folks if they could let me know in the chat which of those days and hours they might be able to help us table. So that we can do that event. I'm still working on getting us a spot there, but I think I found the right contact. And remember that the reason we want to do that is, in particular, besides it's just good for OCVAC visibility and for us to reach a lot of veterans, it's also an opportunity for us to share the post 9/11 Veterans Welcome Home event that we plan to host probably mid-October. And the last thing I would report is we're working hard on that. And I'm sorry, there's one other thing to report. We are working hard on that with Chairman Chafee's office. I'm also having some discussions with the other offices. If you are appointed by Supervisor Doe, Supervisor Bartlett, or he's right next door to us, Bobby's supervisor, but in any event, if you want to speak to your supervisor right now, it's Chairman Chafee and Supervisor Foley are sponsoring the event, but we're hoping that the others might choose to join. We're hoping for Heroes Hall. And as soon as we get a date, I will let you all know. But that is proceeding apace. And then the last thing I would let you know is that there's some discussion in the Orange County Veterans and Military Families Collaborative, in particular in the Housing Working Group. The need according to veterans as I've seen it and as the collaborative sees it, the greatest need for veterans right now in Orange County is for an interim housing situation, bridge housing. So for instance, we're able to get people housing vouchers for homeless veterans. The problem is the housing vouchers, it often takes a very long time to place somebody once we get them that housing voucher, like months and months. And in that time, things can happen. They can, you know, find themselves in situations where they lose their housing voucher or simply they get sicker. You know, I mean, they're living on the streets or in their car. And so we are the largest county in the country without a grant per diem program. And so we're looking into the opportunities to bring a grant per diem provider with experience somebody like US Vets, and we're looking at a number of targets to try and bring them in. And Supervisor Foley is working on that with a number of members of the collaborative. So just sort of situational awareness that that's been a big pressing issue that a lot of us are working on. That's all I had, Eric.
All right, thank you. Go ahead and move into item 7, and that is the VSO update. I'll turn it over to Elena Kim for the bittersweet final update from the VSO.
Thank you so much, Eric and Stephanie, for your kind words. So I am going to be resigning my position with Orange County Veterans Service Office, and I will be moving to the San Francisco Veterans Service Office to become the County Veterans Service Officer there. I'm very excited about the move, and I'm looking forward to keeping in touch with all of you. It's actually a bittersweet moment because things are going very wonderful in the Orange County Veterans Service Office right now. So I'll also share our numbers for June because they are really extraordinary. Our numbers do tend to go up a little bit in the summer months because of the influx of college tuition fee waivers. But because of the additional funding that we received to hire on extra help staff, we've, I think, increased our numbers even more. So including the claims that we filed and the college fee waivers that we were granted, we were able to bring $1.3 million back into Orange County families and specifically the families of veterans. So it's actually a total of $1,345,379.60. So that's a combination of the claims that we filed that were adjudicated by the VA and granted to veterans, as well as the college fee waivers that were approved and the tuition fees that were waived, which is, you know, thousands of dollars for families. So I'm very excited about that huge jump that we saw in the month of June. And it's in part due to that additional funding. So we're very grateful for that. We also served 2,709 clients with, whether it be college fee waivers or veteran service designations on their driver's license, claims, or referrals to various services. And then in terms of the claims that we filed, there was 1,028. So again, a bittersweet moment for me because we're experiencing such a boom in the amount of help that we're able to give to our community. It's a really exciting time in the VSO. The other extremely exciting news that I want to share with everyone is that this month, thanks to the hard work of Erica and our Orange County IT staff, the OCVSO is now launching the online appointment booking system. So we are currently in a soft launch, but if you go to our website right now, you can see the links. So this is open to the public, and our veterans can book their own appointments, whether it be for claims processing or for that veteran service designation on your driver's license. Folks do not need to go through the email or even call in. Those options are still there, of course, but if they're savvy enough and they want to get online to our website and do that themselves, it's right on the main page. So I'm dropping that website in the chat for anyone who's interested in checking it out. They can also manage their appointments. So if they make an appointment and they want to cancel or reschedule, they can do that on their own as well. So please check it out. There will be an official press release coming out soon. But thank you all. And that concludes my final wrap up.
Thank you so much. I just actually jumped on it while you were talking about it, and it seems like it's very easy to navigate to and look at appointments that are available and everything else. So absolutely fantastic job that you've done for the veterans community since you've been with us. I will say that the office is running like a well-oiled machine. Last week, my eldest put in their college fee waiver in like, I don't know, in under 30 minutes, it was approved. I've never seen that before. So kudos to your folks. It was a lightning fast response. As soon as they were able to upload their appropriate tax information, that was the only thing that was, I think, lacking in the initial submission. So very impressed with the job that you've done. Very well done. I don't think we could heap enough praise on you. And of course, we're absolutely saddened, but we're happy for you as well. So thank you so much for all you've done for us, Elena. Greatly appreciate it. Go ahead and move on to our next item. And that is CalVet link update. I know Ben Gales is on vacation this week, so we'll go ahead and skip into 9 unless there's someone else from CalVet here representing. I don't think there is. All right. We wish Ben well on his vacation and hope a speedy and safe return. Move on to 9, committees, communications committee report. Alex Maslin.
I don't have anything to report this month.
All right, thank you. Events and outreach committee report, Vladimir Anderson.
I have nothing to report, Sherman Duane.
Thank you. And then we'll move on into welcome home event. I know we had some mention. Does either, I guess, Alex, Stephanie, Alexis, I think those are the folks who were working on that. Other than you've already reported, Stephanie, anybody have anything additional to report on the welcome home event? All right. Moving to council comments. Vladimir.
I have nothing to add.
All right, thank you. Stephanie? All right, Alexis?
Yeah, I just wanted to add that someone, an employee from Assembly Member Lori Davies' office reached out to me. They're holding a veterans roundtable in her district office in San Juan Capistrano tomorrow at 1 p.m. They were planning on sharing legislative updates and issues pertaining to veterans. And then they're conducting interviews afterwards with any interested veterans to submit their stories to the Library of Congress through the Veterans History Project. So I have a flyer. I don't think I can drop it into.
Maybe you could send it. Can you send it to Erica and then she?
Yeah, I'll send it to Erica in case anyone is interested. I won't be able to attend, but if you're interested, the invite is out there and they ask that I extend it to all veterans. So
thank you. All right. Marcos.
Nothing.
All right. Alex Maslin.
Nothing to report on an official level. Just share some good news on a personal level. We are expecting a baby girl due in January. So the family is expanding. So we're excited. So
that's fantastic. Well, congratulations.
Wow. Congratulations, Alex.
Yeah.
Thank you. Fantastic. Thank you.
Congrats, Alex.
All right, and that's it for the council. Looks like we lost Bobby. I know that Bobby's been in the media quite a bit lately with the Buffalo Soldiers Bicycle Brigade. I know I'm saying it wrong, but it's impressive and it's neat. So thanks to him for all he's doing, bringing recognition to that marginalized group. So fantastic, raising awareness and doing what he's doing. Other than that, everyone stay healthy, stay safe.
And Alexandra Gonzalez just joined us.
Ah. Just in time for the meeting to end. Alex, do you have anything to comment on? Alexander Gonzalez.
No, I'm sorry for hopping on late, but I just wanted to acknowledge Elena Kim for all of her hard work and for her outstanding job on turning around the OCVSO. I know San Francisco will expect great things from her. So thank you for all your hard work and for your leadership.
Thank you.
Going into a new area, new job, new forum, you know, they always say the only easy day was yesterday. So enjoy the challenge, my friend. Look forward
we'll
to seeing
keep
you
our good weather
up there. Yeah, we'll keep our good weather. You can have it up there.
We're SoCal. Yeah. You're NoCal.
We'll have to all meet up at the Marines Memorial for some libations.
Enjoy wearing a light sweater everywhere.
They got great bread, boudins.
I'm going to miss you.
Big time. All right, friends, stay healthy, stay safe. We'll see you next month.
Oh, wait.
Oh, one saved round.
Yeah, there's still opportunities to see Eric in 42nd Street. He's he's pretty magnificent.
Stephanie came to see me.
I did, and it's fantastic. It's till the 24th, correct?
It is.
Tickets are really inexpensive. It's really close at the Center Theater, and you should go. Westminster.
Center Theater. Yep, in Westminster, right across the street from City Hall and the police station. So easy to find. And right next to the only joint Vietnamese and American Vietnam War Memorial at Sid Goldstein Park. I knew Sid Goldstein. He was a cool dude. He was a Army Cross recipient. So just a fabulous man, but may he rest in peace. But that park is historic, very historic. So come by and see the show. Let me know if you want tickets. You know, like I told Steph, I could have comped her, but
to contribute.
She came to the gala. She came to the gala event. That was a big deal.
I am a gala kind of girl.
It was a great turnout. So we appreciate it. Right. Hope to see you all there.
This before I say something else stupid.
While we're being recorded. Wait till the recording ends. All right. Take care, y'all.